All right, back now with Linfield High School boys hockey coach John Gardner. And, Coach, welcome back. Another successful, boring game for you guys on Saturday, huh? Just a ho-hummer?
Yeah, we mentioned as I emailed you that I lost months off my life. I held short of saying years, but it was close. It was an eventful game.
Well, I tell you, you prevailed. I don't understand how overtime works, so maybe you can include that in your interview today. But a 5-4 win over Newburyport, I can't find an account of the game anywhere. So can you give me a little thumbnail of the game?
Yeah, we know how they operate, Newburyport. They're hats off to Paul Yameen. They come the second time at you, and they're like a different squad. So we handled them pretty good, 2-0 at their barn, where they didn't really get to us. But I warned our guys, like, they're going to come at us, and they did. And we somehow had a 2-0 lead after one, scored a breakaway goal. Will Norton scored a breakaway goal on a nice pass from Drew Demiani from behind our net to the red line. And then we scored a power play goal late, and up 2-0, and our splits in the second period haven't been that great, and Newburyport came at us, and they always have a bit of a surge in them, like they'll score, and then they'll come at you, trying to bang one pretty quickly after. They scored 3 goals in a less than 5-minute span, and we were kind of bleeding out, and we always stress not letting teams extend on you, which no team has had a 2-goal lead on us yet this year. That's winning. Like, it keeps you in game.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kiss of death that you're down too in high school hockey, pretty much. So we had a really nice play by Jarrett Scarpatullo on the forecheck, caused a turnover with his legs in his reach, found our assistant captain Joe Roth in the slot, who had a great catch and release to get us back to even, to go in the room down tied 3-3, scored a power play goal about 4 minutes into the third. Looked like we were going to hold on to that and win, and then they kind of had like a lucky bounce, and the kid just threw a puck on net from close to the blue line, had eyes, and we're 4-4 with 2:06 left. And then overtime basically is 4-on-4. If it ends after 5 minutes, it's a tie.
Mm-hmm.
But if whoever scores in overtime gets the W.
I see.
So we scored on the first on a really nice, I know at our round table last year, Dale Dunbar talked about cross sports pollination. Drew Demiani dropped his stick behind our net. He's a soccer player, and he like was going to use his hands and stood up and literally kicked the puck indirect to one of our guys that started a full ice, kind of like a triple give and go, and
wow.
Jack Carpenter went down the wall, Jared Scarpatullo went to the net, he's real, got a long reach, and just beat them to the spot, banged it in, capacity crowd, everyone went bananas. So as much as it stunk not winning 4-3, it was worth it for the theatrics.
That sounds fantastic. Great description, John. There's a future for you in journalism when you retire from coaching. No, that was awesome, man. I appreciate the commentary. It must have been a fantastic game. I want to ask you about your second line, the sophomore. You mentioned Will Norton, because it looks like he's probably the second leading goal scorer on the team. Tell me a little bit about his play and what he does.
Yeah, we kind of knew that both Norton's trajectory was kind of on the fast track this year, and they kind of got there before we anticipated. He got there a couple weeks ago, and he's been scoring almost a goal a game. Great plus shot, great hands, good vision. He's our leading goal scorer now with that goal.
Okay.
Drew had 2 nice assists, and he's been facilitating more this year. But Will, I think that gets Will close to double digits in goals. So yeah, just getting better every week, which is nice. Can't wait to see where he ends up at the end of the year.
Yeah, you're right, and I've got your stat sheet in front of me. That's his 10th goal, and as a sophomore, that's pretty exciting. And it's just your first line, did they get a how do you dole out time like that, John, in a close game against a squad like Newburyport? Because I'm guessing that the bench, you shorten the bench a little bit.
For sure. We told our guys before, we've had a lot of depth the past few years, this year especially, and I don't like to say line. Beginning of the year, we had line one and line two, and then, you know, everyone after that, top six, bottom six. I hate using that phrase, bottom six, but our second line has kind of, like, caught up, and now on any given night, we have 2 first lines, mm-hmm. and then we're still kind of developing our bottom group, and, you know, those guys are even guys that would be categorized as fourth lines or even some healthy scratches, like, can easily hold their own out there. So we told our guys we were going to go with a veteran presence, you know, guys that have been there for games like that. So we went with a heavy nine and then a heavy top six. And we played being home, we played the matchup pretty good. We wanted to go our one versus their one, our two versus their two, and our three versus their three. And we weren't looking to exploit our one versus their three. Sometimes we do that, but we just played it straight up. And our main priority in the game was having our two captain defensemen out there together against their top line as much as possible.
You should mention them again, because we've talked about Drew Damiani quite a lot, and he's got, I don't know, he's heading toward 20 points now as a defenseman again. But what about Lucas Cook?
Yeah, he had actually two assists on the game. He plays now back in front of the net on the power play because he's an eclipse of the sun out there. He's got a long reach. So he factors in, even not on the score sheet, even when, you know, his number 17 isn't on it. He screens a lot of, a lot of the time on the power play. And he's just big and physical, gets to loose pucks, way more sure with the puck this year than last. So yeah, those two were north of 30 minutes.
Is there a time, John, and we'll get to the next game coming up here in a second, when you can plug in one of the younger kids with some of the veterans, or does that sort of have to develop as the season goes along and as the kids mature and then, you know, one season goes to the next? What I'm trying to ask is if some of the guys who have talent, you know they're good, but they don't get to play on your top six or whatever, do you occasionally get to plug one or two of them in, or does that not work that way?
No, for sure. We'll generally have four lines and at least an extra forward. Having the extra forward, being able to dress 22 in high school and an extra D allows you to, some kid takes a misconduct, some kid game kind of goes south, you can give him a wake up call and let that guy get out there with some top guys to see what you're looking at. We do it in practice too. And again, we're trying to build the chemistry with those lines, so you try and give them all the opportunity to do that together, but absolutely we'll spot shift guys for a multitude of reasons.
I love it, man. I love it. And what final question, just off the rails here, how's the two-minute penalty working out? Because I know a couple of years when it was instituted, I thought it was pretty gross, grotesque, but how's it working now that the kids have been brought up with it?
That's funny that you should ask that, because if they changed that rule in the beginning of our first year to 4 years at Linfield, I just would have had a real hard time with it, because you're talking about a huge percentage of the game, a huge percentage of the period, you know, doing 2 minutes in a 15-minute period, and you better have good special teams. Luckily, when they made the shift, we had kind of built up our special teams, and that's one of our strong suits, power play and PK. And we love the 2 minutes, because if you're not going to be disciplined, if you're going to take penalties, then we're going to make you pay if you give us 2 minutes. So I'm all for it now. Again, you mentioned having the depth, so you know we got enough firepower to have. We run a heavy first unit, but we have enough firepower to use a second unit, and you know, our PK is pretty much a weapon for us as far as frustrating teams. And I'm surprised we don't have as many shorthanded goals, because we generally don't let teams set up in the neutral. Like, they come through our neutral zone. We got good structure. We cause a lot of turnovers. Don't let teams get set up in our zone. So, yeah, but I'm all for it.
All right. Well, that's a different perspective, man. I appreciate that. Jeez. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Let's take a look at the old schedule here. You got Hamilton Wenham coming up, and that is a home game on Wednesday, a late start.
Yeah, the dreaded 8:15, that's the trade-off for the high noon on Saturdays. Hamilton Wenham's given us fits over the past, dead serious, 5 years. I mean, I give them credit. They've kind of bridged the gap when they play us, as far as, you know, we used to run them out of the building, and then every year it's like, okay, now they're within two, and now, oh, wow, we got away with one there. And then during the COVID Cape Ann League, we had multiple ties with them. So we don't overlook them at all. You know, you can't game watch. They did this or this team did that, and then you never know what's going on with that team in that game. So we're looking for a tough match again. You mentioned 8:15 on a Wednesday. We haven't had one of those in a while. So you know, got to make sure we get out of the room and get on them and you know, don't give them a sniff.
Yeah, that's a late start. Coach, you got to be pleased so far heading down the stretch. Thanks for taking the time. Always great learning about hockey from you. I appreciate it, John.
No problem. Like I always say, I always look forward to talking with you.
Amen, brother. Take care, be well, and be safe.
Thanks, pal. You too.
Thanks, Coach. That is John Gardner, who is the boys hockey coach at Linfield High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.